Good morning and welcome. It is 8:06. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Special guest, Chief of Ocala Police, Mike Balkin, joins us. And good morning, Chief. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. How you been, sir?
Fantastic. We're hanging in there. Hey, if I have it right, you've been on the job officially for just about a year. Is that correct?
It's right at a year now. And it's been quite a challenge this past year, you know, just trying to move the ball down the football field, so to speak, for Chief Graham. But we made some great strides doing some good things, I think, and having a huge impact on public safety throughout the city and the county. So it's been a wild ride, but happy to be here. And it's quite the honor to be in the seat.
Well, just taking a view from 30,000 feet, law enforcement in general, I mean, with all these chants and talks of defunding the police and the rioting we saw in the streets, and then that on the heels of that comes vaccine mandates, I guess my question is what the policies are at Ocala PD and if you're having difficulty recruiting law enforcement officers.
Yeah, I think everybody's familiar with what we saw, you know, really across the nation over the last 2 years with this, what we know is a false narrative, as it relates to police in general. But I think that anti-police sentiment that we saw had a huge impact, around the country. We've seen that, just about every agency that I'm aware of from giant, NYPDs and LAPDs to little small towns, faced hiring and retention problems across the country. We're no different. But we're doing a pretty good job in trying to think outside the box. We started a recruitment plan that really involved targeting some of these other agencies out of state specifically that were either underappreciated, folks from cities that had these large riots, these cities burned, they defunded the police, things like that. And even with the vaccine mandate, yeah, we're specifically targeting those areas with geofencing technology to send our message that, hey, the city of Ocala is hiring. We will, at least not while I'm here, ever force vaccine mandates and things of that nature. And quite frankly, you know, I tell everybody, Ocala is a great place to be a cop, right? We enjoy a ton of support from our local community, from our business leaders, from our city council, and certainly from police administration, me and the sheriff included. So we're going to try to take advantage of, I hate to say it, but of the shortfalls of other areas with these, defunding ideas and these wacky ideologies about, forcing vaccines, our ideas, that's your choice, and you should be the one to make that. So that will not happen, at least while I'm here.
Governor DeSantis talked about signing bonuses from out-of-state law enforcement if they came to Florida. Was he referring just to, like, FHP, or is he going to help foot the bill for locals like yourself that are trying to hire?
Yeah, that's a good question. My understanding it's for any police officer, out-of-state police officer that wants to come to a law enforcement agency within the state. I've reached out to some local representatives asking about the time frame of that. We're hoping that gets done before Thanksgiving. I'm not sure if that'll happen, but that's what I was told they were shooting for. But it comes at a great time for us, at a time when we're already targeting these agencies. We're working on our pay plan, trying to improve that so we're, competitive. Not only to these out-of-state agencies, but really with the folks that we compete with right here in the state of Florida. So we're hoping that goes through. I think it sends a message, across the country that Florida is the place where you want to be a cop. It's great weather. You get a lot of support from your local citizens, from your administration. We understand that it's a tough job to do, and we value your opinions and your work and your ethic and all that you do, and we want to see that here in Ocala. So, couldn't come at a better time. I think the governor's doing a great job in trying to capitalize on these wacky, crazy ideas that we're seeing across the country.
We're talking to the Chief of Ocala Police, Mike Balkin, and drugs, gangs, fentanyl, illegals. I'll let you just kind of expound on that. I mean, little old Ocala, Florida, nice town. But you've probably got at least some issues related to drugs, gangs, fentanyl, and illegals.
Yeah, we could talk about all that. We've had a big problem as most other cities around the state, country really, with this fentanyl that we know is flowing in. The precursors are flowing in from China, unabated, straight to Mexico. The cartels are turning that into extremely potent, deadly fentanyl and pushing it right across a porous border. So a huge problem there. And quite frankly, we're having a difficult time locally here getting our hands around that and trying to intercede. I mean, this stuff's coming over in truckloads. So, obviously very hard to interdict at the level we need to. When micrograms are enough to kill somebody and we're recovering kilos and kilos, truckloads full of this stuff across the state, it's alarming. Gang violence is something that we've been combating for quite some time. I really attribute that. We can talk when we maybe next month when we have a little bit more time. But I do think there's some really really severe problems or deficiencies with our juvenile justice system, where we're allowing these youth to progress in their criminal career with really out any consequences for minor crimes at a young age, and they learn quite quickly that sometimes unfortunately crime does pay, and then we're all shocked when they shoot and kill somebody and we have to send them to prison for 20 years. To me, that's criminal on the legislative side, and we have to change that, and we got to change it at a time when people are talking prison reform and letting people out of prison early. Right now I'm seeing murderers get out of prison after serving short sentences and only serving 65% of those sentences, only to reoffend and kill somebody else. And this has happened multiple times across the state over just the past couple of years. So these are difficult conversations we've got to have with our legislators and really get them to understand that it's a pay me now, pay me later type thing that we got to get our hands on with this juvenile justice system and really have a better impact. But that leads right into gang problems and ultimately the violence that we see across our city for sure.
Yeah, they statistically analyzed and say the younger somebody is, they get into the system, the greater chance they have to revisit that system over and over again. So that's why they really try to take it easy on like first offenders. But you have to take it as a not one size fits all. And there are some kids that you may be able to show them a better pathway, and they're going to stick to that. And then other ones, they were going to be on that path no matter how you treated them. All you did was kind of prolong it, and their crimes become more advanced before they finally get caught.
Yeah, and we're just talking consequences, right? It doesn't necessarily have to come from the juvenile justice locking some kid up. We don't want to see that. But we want kids to understand that there are consequences for your actions, that you gotta pick a way, and we want them to pick the right way. But there's ways to do that without locking kids up per se. But you certainly can't turn a blind eye to this and allow these kids to just progress and turn out to be career felons. That's just not the way we can be effective in what we're trying to do. So, I think we've got a lot of hard work ahead of us trying to do that. We try to weigh in on legislative efforts through certainly our professional associations. I know the Florida Police Chiefs, I'm on the legislative committee there. I know Sheriff Woods is on the legislative committee for the Florida Sheriff's Association as well. And we do try to, we try to have an impact as a large group of law enforcement administrators that, we at least want to be included in the conversation.
And that makes sense.
And I think that's been lacking. I know that that's been lacking, and it continues to lack with this current legislative session. And we're going to try to change that and educate our citizens on some of these priorities that our senators and representatives are pushing, because we don't necessarily agree with them all.
And I guess we'll just wrap it up with kind of back to the basics as the holiday shopping season approaches, avoiding risk, simple things like, make sure that you lock your vehicle, try to cover any valuables that may be in there. What else would you like to add to that, Chief?
People should know we every holiday season we do an Operation Safe Shop where we have additional manpower resources out, in those big shopping areas that we know our folks frequent. So we try to maintain a big presence there, make people aware that we're out in force to ensure their safety and maybe deter a criminal. But you're right. Yeah, simple steps, being aware of your surroundings is big for us, especially as it relates to robberies this time of year. Locking your doors, something we've been begging people to do for years. They still don't seem to do it. I think the key fob was invented back in the 70s. It's a neat little device. You push the button, it'll lock your car doors. If you push it twice, it'll honk the horn and actually tell you that it's locked. It's a simple thing to do, right? I'm being facetious. But please, those folks that are listening, help us help you. Just do those basic things that, put packages in your trunk, not on your back seat, things like that, right? Common sense things. It'll go a long way. There are people out there that, you know, make it their life's work to target people during the holidays. So we want to make sure you don't become a victim.
Keep your head on a swivel, pay attention to your surroundings, and if you feel uncomfortable, go back in, find somebody from law enforcement or security to help you out, and don't be shy about it. Chief, always appreciate your time. We wish you the best, and we hope to hear from you soon. Chief of Police Mike Balkin, Ocala. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bob. Have a great morning.
All right, you do the same. All right. It's 8:17 on the Bob Rose Show. Teachers union president, she says, keep your mask on. Well, except when she's at a conference in Puerto Rico. Wow, you got that going on. And President Trump calling out the rhinos, as he should, as they are. Much more to come on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Happy Monday. Stay warm.